have an answer to the mystery of the fart tattoo.
Man.
Thank God.
Been waiting for that.
Kind of sound like Cronkite there reporting that, too.
Like I'm taking off my glasses and crying a little bit.
3:40 here on
the clock.
Sports Radio 9.
We have an answer.
3:40.
With the mystery of
the fart tattoo.
The fart tattoo.
This is the hard line on May 21. Big Friday today. Always big, but Fridays are... You know, I am ready for the Friday remote, like the fun time Friday remote, which you haven't got to experience.
I really have not.
Boning in the weekend.
Yeah, man, it's fun boning in the weekend at all these joints. And a bunch of people come out, and they're just sitting there watching and laughing and getting schnockered. And
I have to keep you in line, right?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, you have to tie me to my chair so I don't wander up to the bar at
every
break. I know,
that's always a huge priority for Mike. So that
just
was,
keep me in line.
He pulled me aside and told me that would really this is going to be important.
Okay, I want you, Danny, I wanted to do something else here.
Okay.
But I would like for you to present your hypothetical that you laid out there during the break.
Really?
To the masses. Yes.
Okay.
Because it is pretty interesting, and I would like to go around the horn.
For $100 million, mm-hmm. tax-free, it's just cash, you can do whatever you want to with it. Would you trade physical bodies for the rest of your life right now with John Daly?
Now.
Wow.
Here's the rub. For those who don't know.
Don't we have to establish what the rub is? The rub is like in the marquee.
You have
people may just think that he looks that way. Oh, he's like a middle-aged, you know, whatever, golfing guy. And yeah, I'd take the $100 million. The rub is John Daly could die at any moment.
Oh, yeah. Like that, unfortunately, with all due respect, Mr. Daly, if you heard the news, this one would not be one where you have to... You know, steady yourself from disbelief.
Right.
And ask the question, I wonder what happened.
It's like when Diego Maradona died.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
Saw that coming for 30 years.
He actually almost hit his ceiling for lifespan.
Yeah. The fact that John Daly is still around and playing.
Now he's 55. He's not 75, but how many of his...
Only a couple, 3-4 years older than you.
How many of his later years did he burn already?
It's not like I'm asking you to trade bodies with a 90-year-old man, but you inherit his lungs,
yes.
his liver, his appearance, his belly, his kidneys, whatever.
But I can work out and work that
you
off and stop drinking
smoking and drinking
right.
the second
and try
you
to turn that around.
Your briefcase full of $100 million and try and reverse the effects to the best of your ability, but you don't know how much of the damage is permanent.
Okay.
And you have to look like John Daly for forever.
Couple items. Well, you don't. You can really get in great shape.
Yeah, but you're still going to have John Daly's head.
True. John Daly, of course, a very storied battle with alcohol that sometimes he fights and sometimes
he doesn't.
He throws the fight. In July of 94, So in early 2009, he had lap band surgery. And in 2009, he dropped 100 pounds, was a slim trim 185. In July of 2019, he had a near-death experience after being bitten by?
A black widow.
Snake?
A brown recluse spider.
Wow. He and Tommy.
He had developed sepsis and required an emergency surgery. And in September of 2020, announced he had recently battled bladder cancer.
Oh, God.
Underwent surgery to remove the cancer. Doctors said there was an 85% chance of relapse. To reduce the chance of recurrence, Daly plans to improve his previous unhealthy lifestyle, which involved smoking, which we saw him smoking yesterday, and drinking large amounts of Diet Coke.
Yeah, and whatever he can pour into the Diet Coke as well.
Woodford Reserve.
$100 million.
Of which he definitely doesn't have, because he also has had
like five
documented bouts with gambling.
Yeah.
And, of course,
literally, five divorces, right?
Quite a few. Let's see.
I think he's been married six times.
Who can know? 87 to 90 was one. 92 to 95 is two. 95 to 99 is three. 01 to 07 is four. And I think that's where he stopped getting married.
Oh, he hadn't gotten remarried yet for number five. Okay.
Who can say?
Okay. My final answer to you and the $100 million hypothetical.
This is $100 million.
Right. I never have to do another thing the rest of my life except take care of myself.
Yep.
To the best of my ability. Look like John Daly.
You're on Bob's Peloton every morning.
Right. The answer is unequivocally no.
Don't want to roll those dice, huh?
I do not. You?
I mean, how much of life is trying to live in a style that will extend your life so you can meet your grandkids and things like that? So it's a lot of money. I think I'm out too, because I don't know that there's 5 years left in the game. I really don't.
I don't either. I don't know if there's two. Ty?
Boy, it's tough. I guess I'll say no, barely.
You could die with $88 million left.
Yeah. Mino?
Or go Brewster's Millions and just spend it all in 30 days.
I'd rather burn bright than fade away, so I would live my best life for the short amount of time I could.
As John Daly.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Can you hit the ball like John Daly?
Yeah.
What if Mino starts playing?
Have his body.
Yeah, okay.
Here's the deal. And let's be honest. Other than having to look like John Daly, there's very little difference between he and I, so I'm going to turn down the $100 million just because I don't want to look like John Daly.
So,
John Daly, real net worth, do you know it?
It can't be 10.
I'm going to say a million.
I'm going to say he's got $38 in his Venmo account.
I'll give him a net worth of five.
$5
million? Yeah.
Dude, come on.
Is that high?
$2 million.
Thank you! And I'm very dubious of that.
I am as well.
He sells stuff out of a Hooters truck at the Masters from a parking lot adjacent to Augusta. Nothing.
I played a McDonald's parking lot in the rain once. How is that different?
You guys are the same person.
Wow, that's quite a hypothetical.
I've avoided bladder cancer. That's the only difference.
And that's the other thing. I mean, that could creep up.
With an 85% chance of recurrence.
And he's out there crushing cigs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, well, what's the difference, right?
That beard he has now is epic. What a life that guy. No one had ever heard of him 30 years ago. And I think this is the 30-year anniversary, right?
I think it is.
Of Crooked Stick, I believe. And why do I know that? Because it's John Daly.
Is that a rehab clinic or is that a golf course?
Exactly. John Daly was a alternate to get into the PGA the year that he won at Crooked Stick with a mullet. And he became, I mean, he was, before Tiger got there, like he was the most popular guy on tour. Daly.
Didn't he sit in with Pearl Jam once or something?
No.
It was Hootie.
Hey, don't do that to Pearl Jam.
It was Hootie and the Bullfish.
At the Super Bowl media party, Dan wanted to go to what? The whole story doesn't make sense. Looking at it from the lens of today.
Yeah.
We're in Jacksonville. Right. Of course, John Daly is in Jacksonville.
I think this was the Prince one?
04?
Yeah, I think it was.
There's no way to be sure.
Well, John Daly was going to play a song with Hootie and the Blowfish. Bob wanted to stay because he thought that he was seeing like a super group form.
Uh-huh. I thought
Dan wanted to go to get a whaler before dinner ran out.
Life is about experiences, not fish sandwiches from BK.
And by the way, there was so much food at that party, including a million shrimp laid out.
Man, Dan was so hangry. I forget what happened, but he couldn't find food. And
it was there. Like, it was all there.
And I want shrimp.
Nobody.
I think these were, and this was in his meat days. He wanted the big BK broiler or whatever it was.
Triple onion rings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you didn't see him, did you?
No. Two-time major winner.
You left him.
Trying to sing with Hootie. They might have done Knocking on Heaven's Door and then right into the Dolphin song. Who knows?
Can I tell you that I was there but did not went to another room to avoid watching it?
because Andy North and Eve Six were over there.
All right, let's get her going with Mavs talk, because there's a game tomorrow. And let's kick it off with Luka. Is this Luka's big moment?